Today on Laura Lynn and Friends.
They passed a policy in our school board with no age guidelines. They can ask for a gender identity change and or an accommodation where you go back to litter boxes, kids being furries, kids being cats. It just really blows my mind.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the beginning of the last days. My name is Laura Lynn Tyler-Thompson. It is awesome to be with you again. We are very excited because tomorrow is the huge event, September 20th, and all over Canada, parents who care, parents from all walks of life, all religions, denominations, all ethnicities gathering across the country to stand united at 9 a.m. at your city halls. Kids get to, you get to skip out on school, is what I'm understanding, and that you'll be able to take a day off and show up with your parents at a united stand against the ideological propagandization. I have made up that word. I'm not certain if it's a word, but I say it a lot. Propagandization of our children, and we don't like it. We never asked for it. You never asked our permission. You never got our consent, which seems to be an important word for you, especially for the pedophiles that are trying to find ways to get to our kids. They are talking about how consent matters. Oh, if a child consents, you know, they're five, but if they consent... You bunch of evil, sick, disgusting perverts. We're done. And we're not going to be putting up with your ramming things down our children's throats. We don't want any of your sick, disgusting pictures being put into books in our schools. Who's responsible for that? Let's ask that question, everybody. Who's responsible for the safe books that need to be put in schools and unsafe books that need to be out of it? Are you principals all, are you responsible for going against the Criminal Code of Canada, which says that you cannot show children pornography, you cannot, you know, you can't have speech with them that is of a sexual nature? All of our schools seem to be defying that. You are. You're talking to our kids about sex. We don't want you to. Shut up about all of it. When I grew up many, many years ago, that is not funny, dear. When I was going to school, we, you know, sex ed was like, oh, it was on a Tuesday and we all went. And by the end of it, we didn't think we really learned anything because it was so abstract, you know. But we didn't need to because we were in grade five. And if we had a picture sort of in a distance of body parts, it was like, you know, now we're sexualizing children. We're showing them adult people, man on man, woman on woman, sexual parts all over the place. We're, you know, we're giving them information they don't need. And we're pointing them in a direction that they don't need. And all of this is happening without letting parents know. I want to begin the way I begin all of my shows, and that is by opening my dad's Bible and seeing what he had to say. And I opened it up here. Let's see. Huh. So in Luke 12, verse 32, he has an interesting... He has an interesting few verses that are sort of underlined. In 32, it says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Fear not, little flock. In 35, "Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord when he will return from the wedding, and when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately." I love I could get a little bit lost when I'm on this page. My dad has underlined like 30 verses, and I want to read all of them, and I can't, because I'm going to let it go. But fear not, little flock. Isn't that a great word? Fear not, little flock. God is with us, right? It is His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I want that. I want the kingdom of God, not your unholy, unrighteous kingdoms of the earth. I want to do what is right in this lifetime, to stand for what is good and godly and righteous. And for an increasing number of families in this country, including Christian families, Muslim families, Hindu families, Sikh families, Jewish families, and atheist families, we're finding that our children are being taught things that we didn't know, we did not consent to, and we're not happy about it, right? And so we've got a very, very, very big problem. So tomorrow, have we already showed the poster, JT, for tomorrow in Ottawa? I'm going to be in Ottawa. People around the country are gathering at their local community halls, city halls, places where, you know, people make important decisions, and we are standing for the children. 1 million march for children, coast to coast. It's also a walkout. So kids, walk out of your schools, don't show up, whatever you want. At Parliament buildings, city halls, and town halls, show up wherever your city is gathering in order to stand for children. Now, we have a very important guest, and he is also standing up for the kids. His name is Elton Robinson, and he's a married father of three daughters and co-founded Parents for Parents Rights in 2022, after attending a parent council meeting. And this last week, we've had some incredible people on that have done, basically, they've been inspired because of stories in their own lives. You'll remember about a week ago, we had Pete Harding on, and his daughter had become transgender because the school, the indoctrinating school, gave her a whole bunch of misinformation, unscientific information without his consent. And it damaged this young person, and it's been a very long road for their family. And because of that, he formed an organization in the United States for freedom and for parental rights and for people standing up for what's right. So in that same vein, Elton Robinson has done that. Elton is focused on holding school boards accountable, and that they are not to keep secrets about the children in their care from the parents. Wouldn't that be novel? Apparently, these school boards, these teachers, these schools feel that somehow they are superior and do not have to share valuable information to the parents who love their children more than any of them do. So, Elton Robinson, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for taking time with us. I hear that there is a great march in your city, in Windsor, Ontario, as well tomorrow.
Yes, there is. It's at 9 o'clock. It's down at Dieppe Gardens on the river, and also at City Hall. The main event will be at Dieppe Gardens. We have several speakers to speak. We have some imams, about five of them, and we have about 3 to 4 pastors on the Christian faith, and a Sikh guru. We're also going to have some parents be able to speak to, and we have Scott Nugent that's going to speak as well of the dangers of transition medical.
Isn't that wonderful? All of a sudden we're having a little bit of trouble with your internet, which was totally fine before. Is it okay? Or just a, yeah, it's green. Okay. It's a bit of a struggle. That's okay. I think everything's okay, Elton. I am so excited. Are you about these imams coming out, the pastors, the Sikh leaders? Isn't this terrific?
Oh, it's 100% it is, right? But I wish my Christian brothers with families or nieces or nephews or children, the Christian men, I've been walking this since September last year, and it seems to be a lot of Christian women around, a lot of Muslim men around. Where's the Christian brothers? You know what I mean? 2 Timothy 1:7. For the Spirit of God gave us, do not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prayer. Rather, join with me in suffering, not for the gospel, by the power of God, as he has saved us and called us to to the holy life, not because of anything we have done, because of his own purpose and grace. The grace was given in Christ before the beginning of time. And we're called, right? Like Matthew 19, 14, Jesus said, "Let little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such these." So I really hope that on the 20th, it's a wave that just keeps going, because our children need us, and our next several generations are going to need us to stand up now.
They really do. And I like what you're saying, a wave that just keeps going, because this is just the beginning. If any of those politicians, in Ottawa think that this is done not by a long shot, this isn't just one day of protest. This is an uprising to show you the numbers that are there, but it is going to increase and increase and increase. Us as parents are really getting very upset, and we're refusing to bow to the idol that has been set up in the land that says that the LGBTQ get to fly their flag and nobody else does, apparently. They all get a flag over Parliament. This small group of individuals, just a group that has banded together. They're very loud. They get funded in all kinds of ways, including Soros. And they get to have a flag, apparently. Where's the Muslim flag? Where's the Christian flag? Where's the Sikh flag? If we're going to fly flags, let's fly all the flags. And I'm pretty much done with them using ideologies that we do not agree with, using them in our tax-paid-for schools, teaching our children things that we do not agree with. And for a large part, we do not even know that they are doing it. And I know, Elton, that you've had a personal experience and have been fighting this for a while now.
Yes, I'll go back to the beginning there. With the Christian flag, though, that you mentioned, on February 21st, we actually asked for them to raise the Christian flag over Lent this year and every year after. It actually didn't even get a chance to get a motion on. They actually ruled it out of order, which I find unbelievable.
Wow. But
going back
I appreciate that, Elton. This is very important, because so you're asking for your flag that represents your perspective, your belief system, to be flown, yep. And it was ruled out of order.
Yeah, it's all on Woke Watch Canada Substack. I gave JT the thing if you want to put it in, or I can give it to you after. And yep. There's stories of many parents across
WokeWatchCanada.com or .substack?
It's woke. Yeah, .substack.
Okay, I'm going to pull that up. So tell us then for yourself, how you got to be a dad fighting very hard, trying to hold school boards accountable.
So on September 18th, I went to my parent council. I've been a nonprofit for 23 years. So I help out marginalized schools, but I also help out our school. So I was sitting there, and there was a couple parents that brought up a couple stories. One was about some books. The other one was about a kid in a class that my older daughter went to that was meowing in class, and it's an IEP class. So they're learning challenged. It's a learning challenge class, and I just feel bad for the other 31 kids that have to listen to this kid meow. And then another school where my middle daughter goes to said about litter boxes and furries being in the school. So my mind was blown. I thought they were like right-wing kooks. And the next day I actually called where my middle daughter went, and I asked the secretary, I'm saying, do you guys have litter boxes in your school? And she said, absolutely not. So I said, okay, thanks. I can tell that they're kooks. I'll let you go. And then she's like, no, 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 sir. She talked to the principal. I said, oh, no, no, don't worry about it. But there was a pat voice, like she wanted to say something, but she couldn't say it. So she passed me on to the principal. I talked to the principal, and I asked the principal about furries. Now, I asked my daughter before I did this call, and she goes, yes, furries are still there. The principal denied it, so they haven't had them in 10 years. Later on that day, I had a gender identity and accommodation policy email me, mysterious. And that's when I realized on June 2021, they passed a policy in our school board with no age guidelines, they can ask for a gender identity change and or an accommodation where you go back to litter boxes, kids being furries, kids being cats. It just really blows my mind. So
you know, I tried to tell someone that this is a real thing because I knew people in Saskatchewan that were dealing with this. Yeah. And, you know, they said, oh, that's been proven to be false. And because I guess people get that sort of that comment like you got, but there's more to it. That this is actually happening. It's so bizarre.
Oh, it's absolutely bizarre. And then you get into it, you're thinking the school board, all professional people. So we started the parents' rights on the 26th, happened to be a municipal election in our city. So we were in front of the candidates running for trustees. I didn't even know what a trustee was before this. And I asked him, I said, do you feel that it's right to keep secrets from parents? Out of those trustee candidates, it was in favor for us. And but unfortunately, the election was too soon. And again, I didn't even know what a trustee for this. Our elections came around October 26th, and we got one trustee in that we made a list on of who we would vote for if we would vote for them. Then, before the election on October 18th, I put a motion. I did a presentation, I should say, in front of the school board, main office, in front of all the trustees and all the superintendents and director of education, asking for a donation to be put on this for a third-party educator for the safety of the school, too, because they're basically labeling all homes unsafe by this policy. They're also labeling schools safe, which we know is not true. So anyways, a trustee thought it was good, so he put up a motion for the next meeting for it to be debated. We thought it was a win. And then the next day around noon, that trustee got an email. If he pursued it, he would be charged with human rights.
Wow. So, yeah, so they're going after people in all kinds of ways for you know, we're not being heard, basically. So then what happened? Like, what's been happening since then?
Well, that litter rallied a whole bunch. So we started out with 5 people the first time we were there, and then we ended the school year being locked out for our last meeting, and we had 450 people outside, including Muslims. That's when we united with the Muslim community in Windsor back in May and the Sikh community. So it's been really great, and we've been making more and more people aware. We're hoping for over our population here is like 240,000 people. We're hoping for at least 10% of that being down there for this march, because there's more and more people calling us.
Wow. I'm excited to hear that. Have you had some pushback from people saying, you know, like we're not in the same religion. You know, why are we uniting with these different factions? Any pushback like that?
No, because I went right to the leaders. So the Sikhs, I'm in a business that I deal with a lot of. So I went right into their Guru Darwa, that's what we would call a church. And I showed them the video and he said, okay, come on in. So that's how we got them. And then the Muslim leaders, I met with all the imams after that story that you did about a month, I think it was a couple months ago, on Northwood Public School. That opened the door for us for the Muslim community.
It's absolutely amazing. I'm very excited about this, you know, this rise together as Canadians for our children.
100%.
So tell me, Elton, about what you're seeing then. Are you seeing some of the things that are happening across the country? And that is that school board trustees are really being cowards when it comes to dealing with this propaganda of transgenderism and you know, all of this woke stuff being taught to the kids, and also about the books that are in the school. The school trustees seem to just be silent and not having courage to deal with it.
No, we had that exact thing we were talking about. We've talked about books probably from September till about just before they locked us out in June. And we've actually had a couple books removed from our schools when they seen the content of them. But yes, I'm plugged in across Canada because I like to get in contact with people. And I've been really blessed to connect with a lot of people. And we started a coalition, Parents' Rights Coalition of Canada. And it's a lot of educators and people, highly educated, working together to unframe all the framework that they're using to hide these words. Because a lot of these words you hear, you think, okay, that's nice. Inclusion, inclusive, it's not the same thing. Diversity, equity, right? Not equitable, but equity. They're weaponizing the word. People are busy with their kids. People are busy in their lives that are trusting on the directors of education and these trustees to do what's best because they must have kids too, right? But that's not the case. It's infiltrated all different, and it's all over the school too. It's just not sex ed. They say you can just sign out for sex ed. Well, that's cool. But in Northwood, that was a French class, right? Which you can't opt out of French class. That was a French teacher who all year has been saying about her lesbian lifestyle, which is okay if she wants to be a lesbian, but you don't need to tell kids about it. They had a there and just say, listen, please teach French. What you do at home is what you do at home. We just want you to teach French, right? Overreaching in every arena.
Yes, that is it. They are overreaching in every arena. And so are parents waking up to the fact that all kinds of stuff is happening without their consent in the schools?
Well, that's all we do is start those conversations, and it's multiplying and multiplying. And on the 20th, it's going to be so big, it's going to be so big that it's going to get national headlines and National Post and other mainstream media are starting to pick up and actually realizing and giving good stories on it, which is unbelievable too, right? That they're actually stepping up and starting to make it seem. Even the CPC convention there had two big issues with gender identity problems for children.
Yeah, they did. So the grassroots, in an unprecedented season, came together at the conservative convention and basically said that they would like to see a bill put forward to end surgeries for under 18, I believe. Now, sadly, Mr. Polyev seems very silent on the issue, and I know it might be very controversial, but he's basically made it known that he doesn't have to abide by anything that the grassroots says. And he's been, fairly straight up on his support of LGBTQ and flying the flag over Parliament as well. So it leaves us feeling that nobody has the courage in our political system, and the people are now taking to the streets to have to defend their own children.
Yes, and unfortunately, it'll happen. Their politicians will have no choice but to make a stance on this. So that's why, again, we need more and more. That's my daily prayer, is for people to stand up for their children. If you're not going to stand up for anything in your life, please stand up for your children. That doesn't make you stand up.
Oh, you are 100% right. And you've heard of Bill C-4. Are parents educated in what Bill C-4 is and how every member of Parliament, in unanimous consent with the Liberals and the NDP, voted in to basically stop any adult or any psychologist or social worker parent from telling a child not to transition? That puts you in danger of imprisonment, fines, losing your designation. Are people aware of Bill C-4?
Yes, that's another conversation. We're letting them know about secrets and C-4 and the medical stuff for 18 and under. Because C-4, even this conversation we're having right now, we would both be put in prison. It's just, I cannot believe. And then if you leave your country, they can actually come back to get you if you're trying to get your child safe, arrest you and bring the child back and take them out of your care.
Put us both on right now, then, this little spot. I think that we could hear him clearly, though.
Since I'm frozen, I start talking.
You started. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's try it one more time. What happens is your internet's freezing a little, and then we can hear you, but your face is frozen. So let's just let's just do that whole thing you just did. It was perfect. Just say it again.
Okay.
So my question to you is, are parents hearing about Bill C-4?
Yes, it's one of our main topics we talk about is C-4. It's even the conversation we're having right now, we would both end up in jail for speaking against any medical transition on anybody under the age of 18. Even if you have a child and you don't agree with it and want to get them the medical help and take them out of country, they will actually come and arrest you and bring your child back with you and put your child in custody of the state.
Yeah, I mean, this makes it so that any psychiatrist, psychologist, you know, they want to help a kid and they are not buying into this, you know, ideological, unsubstantiated, unscientific, not common sense ideology. And you know, these kids are thinking they want to transition. So a psychologist who doesn't buy into all of this is, you know, tells them not to transition. They face imprisonment. They face a $200,000 fine. They can lose their practice, their business, their license, all for telling a kid something common sense. I mean, 10 years ago, Elton, as little as that, nobody knew about this. Back in 2017 and 2016, I had to convince parents this was what they were saying because parents thought it was so ridiculous that I was practically making it up. But we've come a long way.
Yeah, that's actually when the first... That's when that first came out with the secrets bill is what they're telling us now. But again, we've never seen it. Thank God for people like you bringing it aware in the mainstream.
Good, good.
So thank you.
You're very welcome. Elton, final thing before I let you go. This issue about them not telling parents when a child is transitioning or that they're certainly not telling us the conversations that they're having, you know, to encourage transition. Are the teachers being awakened to the fact that people may be able to start going after them personally for really going against the criminal code, talking about sexual things to a minor?
Oh, 100%. They need more and more people, but they're fighting it. But what they forget is this policy was meant to protect a child from an abusive home. So they're saying, if your child trusts you, your child will come to you and tell you. But I got another way of looking at this, another perspective. So your son, Bob, goes to school and wants to be Bobby Sue. And it's supposed to be kept a secret from the parents. Now the teacher calls Bob, Bobby Sue. The 30 other kids in the class call Bob, Bobby Sue. The principal calls Bob, Bobby Sue. The janitor calls Bob, Bobby Sue. Now you're at an assembly with 500 people, and they're calling Bob, Bobby Sue. Now, if the father is an alcoholic or an abusive parent, and he's sitting on the porch of his house, and one of those 500 people, like my house, walk by to go to the corner store and say, "Hey, Bobby Sue," what happens to that child? There's no protection. They're not at school. What happens in the summer? What happens on the weekends? Let's get this policy right. Put the third mechanism that's already in place for a third party for any child that's marginalized. They're not marginalized because they're 2SLGBTQIA+. They're marginalized because they have parents that don't know how to do anything else but be abusive. Right? That's what they missed out on this bill. And I really think our government here in Ontario, I'm hoping when it opens back up in the 25th that they put a legislation in like they have in New Brunswick and Saskatchewan and hopefully Manitoba next if they get elected in. This policy doesn't solve the problem. It just it's a bad policy.
It really is. I just thank you so much for being a dad that's got courage. I love what you said at the beginning. I'll give you a final word on men needing to rise. I'm not certain why. It does seem to be the mums in our community that are more vocal. We're more out there, but we do need to see the papa bears, and I thank you for being one of them.
Well, this scripture really got me when through this of keeping on this path, right? Is James 1, 27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. We got to remember there's a lot of orphans and widows out there that don't have spiritual leadership in their house. So please stand up, Christian men and Christian women and other faiths, and please let's save the children together. And one last thing, if you do have an issue with your school, please seek out a parent group before you go to your school. We've had several parents come to us and we've helped them guide through, because most people, if they bypass a parent group, are very surprised at the outcome of the school boards wanting to hide it and sweep it under the rug.
Thank you so much. You're amazing. Elton, I just appreciate good Canadian men like yourself who are rising to stand in the gap for the protection of children. It does my heart good. Thank you. Have a wonderful time in Windsor tomorrow. May you be safe. May these protests be safe and respectful. And, you know, as we stand for our nation's families, anyone who has any ill intent or any, you know, things, you know, plans that should not be going on, we pray that those plans are foiled and that everyone is safe at tomorrow's rallies across Canada, including yourself. Elton, thank you very much. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again.
God bless you, sister.
Thank you. Wonderful. That is somebody willing to come. Actually, you know, a lot of people have their beliefs, but they're not necessarily willing to come on a show in order to talk about it. And this has been a tough thing. I mean, a few days ago, we did have this, you know, we did have this article about Polyev. You know, it's going to be tough for him. This is the share there, JT. Polyev not saying whether he'll support ban on medical interventions for trans minors. First of all, I don't even know what his personal beliefs are, but he's very pro-LGBTQ. And so I don't know if Polyev is going to have the courage to really stand up. You know, it's before an election, and it just seems that, you remember this happened to Andrew Scheer as well, that when they just can't stand strong, listen, this is easy. Millions of Canadians don't agree with what's going on. Stand up for us, Mr. Polyev. We don't need cowardice. If you do not have the courage to be able to speak on this, then you do not deserve to be the leader of Canada. And one of the reasons that I've been, you know, very supportive of Maxime Bernier is that he was supportive of my views back in 2019 when I ran. He was supportive of me as a mother not wanting my children indoctrinated with an ideology that I don't believe in. It's unscientific. It's not a thing. And we do not accept it. We don't want our kids accepting it. Our families all are still completely in unison. And now there's such an upset about it and such a rise that we've got something called the 1 Million March tomorrow. And so if Peter Polyev is not going to find his strength, it's a sad day for Canada, because this is probably the number one thing that Canadian families want to see dealt with. Yes, we want our economy to be fixed. Of course we do. Everybody wants to not be paying these astronomical prices. Have you noticed the price of everything going up? And what's with this stupid thing about the bags? Everywhere you go, do you want a bag? You know, that'll be $3.50 if you want a bag for your groceries that you just spent there. Like, everything's about the bag. And then there's these little, you know, paper bags and, you know, funny little or different. Or you got to buy a Mondo bag. And of course, once you buy the $3.25 Mondo bag, you know, when you've gone to Walmart. Are you having fun there making all that noise, hon? While I'm on, yep, no, just talk amongst yourself. Oh, is this a straw?
Yeah, but it's these are paper straws. Oh, and they're not recyclable.
Okay, yeah. So the whole thing about this, and also the paper straw. So I guess JT has saved this, haven't you? You probably had a drink out of it at some point. And the paper straws, so now we find out they're not recyclable. It's not green at all. And you're making us drink through these stupid straws. I mean, have you noticed that the straws, basically, they just fall apart after a while, you know, and they, and you're getting like, you're eating paper, right? As you drink something. It's so dumb. I'm beside myself. Service has gone down everywhere. Last night, for the first time in a long time, I was able to go to a restaurant and I ate the entire meal. I always have a doggy bag. Every time I eat out, I pride myself in being able to make two meals out of that sucker, right? And honestly, I did not bring a doggy bag home, right, JT? Because sometimes he eats it. But anyways, that's a real problem. You know, almost never, he says. Just when it's really good. But I just think, you know, all of our, you know, the portions are getting less. You got to purchase your bag. Everything costs $1 to $2 more. And then you got the straws. You got the dumb. Who came up with this dumb idea? And then you can't even recycle them. Oh, it was Trudeau, right? Well, of course, you know, whatever. I want to play that video of Kamal, and then let's talk about just briefly getting to wherever you need to go tomorrow. So if you haven't heard of the 1 Million March, it kind of came up because this guy, I'm going to play you his video, a Muslim father of three kids, I believe. He said that he had been with his wife like three times in that horrendous ordeal of giving birth. Every family knows about this, and he's ready to fight. So take a look. This is what's happening.
This message is for every Canadian from coast to coast who has kids they sincerely love and want to see them grow to be someone someday. Under a woke agenda that seeks to sexualize kids and decapitate them and change their sexualities to achieve one political agenda. Join us Wednesday, September 20th, brothers and sisters, at 9 a.m. from coast to coast to say finally, hands off our kids. God bless you and God keep our land glorious and free.
Amen. May God keep our land glorious and free. May we unite under the love of our children. Let's put all of our differences aside. Let's not fight over, you know, this faction and that faction. Let's unify. I honestly think that this is pretty much the only thing that we could gather in intense support with one another for the protection of our children. And it has just gone too far. It has gone a step too far when they keep information from you in the schools, when they are indoctrinating your kids, when we've got this Selena Noon lady telling all kinds of kids across the British Columbia province, at least, all about sex. She just loves to do that. Craziest thing ever. And she gets paid a lot of money to tell your kids about sex. Listen, if you hear Selena Noon is coming to your school, keep your kids home. Keep your children home. She takes liberties. She oversteps her boundaries. She is arrogant about it. She is hell-bent on telling your kids about sexuality, gender, blah, 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 blah. Paid a lot of money. And parents, actually, they kind of raise money, you know, to bring her in. It's like the cool thing, right? No, it's not cool. Leave the kids alone, everyone. They don't need to know about none of that. None of it. It all sorts out in the wash, okay? And maybe they need to know a little bit more about being, sexually pure so that they don't have all these venereal diseases, right? That'd be a good class. Let's not talk about sexualizing them. Let's talk about keeping sex for the time when sex should be kept for, which is not when they're children. This isn't hard or difficult. There's nothing difficult about any of this. So get to that class. I'm going to bow out early today because I have places to be, and I've got to get to Ottawa today. I thank you very much, all of you, for the stand that you're taking, for being there, showing up. Let's see some powerful pastors and men. I know Giulio Gabelli and our dear friend Miriam, our Sikh friend. She is going to be in Coquitlam, and I think it's right at the City Hall there. And they're marching at 9 a.m. We've got all religions, all minorities, all ethnicities gathering to stand up peacefully for the protection of children. It's an absolutely beautiful thing. I also want to remind you about my incredible event that's coming up October 28th. The Era of Champions, Dr. Lance Wallnau and Pastor Arthur Pavlovsky, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Byram Bridle, Dr. Trozy, Dr. Mackis. Oh my goodness, there's so many doctors. They're all coming. And also Josh Alexander says that he can make it. And Nathaniel Pavlovsky, these are two young men, right, in their early 20s, basically like standing for the protection of our kids and for the protection of women as well. It's amazing. It's amazing. All teenagers will be free. Just bring them, and teenagers will get in for free. So it's going to be fantastic. We'll also have student specials. If you show up, you're a student, you know, we'll give you a good deal on that. But we really want you to, in advance, let us know you're coming so we're prepared for you. It's going to be a full day. Non-stop go. Dr. Lance Wallnau, you're going to love this man. I listen to him every night. Sometimes he makes me laugh so hard. No. Oh, right? Yeah, because I'm like giggling, right? And JT's trying to sleep. That's only when I can't sleep. And, you know, I just listen to him to go to sleep. But I think what I appreciate is that he has this sense of humor that crosses all ages. So he's funny, and he's in with really amazing people. So he has quite a lot of impact, and he has, you know, people just give him a huge platform. He speaks all over the United States. He's always busy, and he has influence. And I believe that he hears from God. So we want to be hearing from the people who legitimately are hearing from God. And I look forward to that day. So October 28th, get your tickets. Go to my website, lauralyn.tv. Hey, if any of you can support us, we appreciate it. You know, the reason JT and I do this every day is because we just love working together. I mean, it's so much fun as a couple. I mean, you can only imagine what a breeze it is to just be doing this, you know, high impact, high stress show. We love it. We just think it just builds our relationship to no end. But in all seriousness, we do it because it's a calling. And then we work around all of the other difficulties that come with it. You know, when I'm like, no, we should do this. No, we should do that. You know, and we wrestle with the titles of the show. We wrestle with the content of the show. We wrestle with getting it out, you know, at the right time. And JT is so incredible. He gets, you know, all the people on, and there's on any given day, there's any number of issues that keep a show from getting to air, and he handles all of that. And we do this because God called us to do this. So we're very thrilled that you join us in that. If you are able to help us to become a member that can support us, go to our website, lauralyn.tv. And you can click on the donation button. You can become a monthly subscriber. You can do just a one-time donation. And my email for e-transfer is lauralynlive@protonmail.com. Do you know how wonderful it is? Like, when we receive some help for everything that we do, we thank the Lord. We just give all glory and praise to God that people are supporting us. Also, you get a tax donation because we are here to represent the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are here to tell the truth, shame the devil every single day. We talk about all current events and we give, we give the truth and we like to present what you might not hear anywhere else. And we believe God called us to do that. So there it is. And all right, let us close with a wonderful word from the Lord. Amen. In Ephesians, it says this. In Ephesians 3:14, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. Amen. You know, it was God who created us, so we're all from His DNA, from the DNA that He put into the human species, the DNA that shall not become AI, the DNA that shall not be tampered with, not without God's justice and judgment. You know, Yuval Noah Harari, he says that we're basically going to become like gods and that humans are hackable animals. You heard of this guy? He's a nut. Yuval Noah Harari. And as in the days of Noah, so shall the end times be. We have another Noah to contend with. We have a Noah who doesn't believe in humanity and believes that we have to basically upgrade ourselves into AI humans, and he wants to see the pure DNA gone. He wants our bodies interconnected with artificial intelligence so that we can think what the machine is telling us and we can tell the machine what we want it to do. Imagine what could go wrong, eh? With all of that, what could go wrong? Have you seen that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger? What do you call that? Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, where he fights all the bad guys, the AI, the machines. They go, Terminator, yeah. He is the bad guy. Oh, he's the bad guy. Yeah. Oh. That's how much I pay attention. I mean, eventually. Yeah, I know, I've seen it, you know what I mean? So Arnold Schwarzenegger is the bad guy. I wanted to see him as the good guy, right? Fighting the machine.
He does fight them.
He turns into a good guy? Okay. Oh man, all right. You know, men and women's movies, like, we get totally different things out of it, all right? For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. Wow. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, that is the key, in love. That does not mean that we are not strong against evil, by the way. But I'll tell you something. I fight this transgender nonsense because I care about the kids it's harming. They're being lied to. They're cutting off their breasts. We're cutting up children and altering things and adults. If you want to do it as an adult, I guess, have at her. I don't know what I can say about that. But this agenda is harming the children, and not a person barely being willing to speak into that young person's life and saying, you are being deceived, this is a lie. And it is a lie. And your breasts don't grow back and your parts don't grow back. That's the reason. So what do? That we are being rooted and established in love because we care. May we have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Amen. See you from Ottawa tomorrow. God bless. You know, it's not easy to deliver the truth of what our sick world is doing, but for some of us, we feel that we have no choice. Because if we are silent about these abominable things, then we are letting evil go unchecked, and we cannot do that. For those of you wonderful people who are writing me and are sharing your encouragement, I am deeply grateful. Thank you for all the letters that you've been sending. Thank you for the donations and the support. I found out that in order to speak the truth, you have to become very, very strong. If you would go to my website at www.lauralyn.tv, you'll find all of the ways that you can contact me. Remember, my friends, all is well. All is well. Thanks for joining me.